girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey, girl, that outfit's nice, but you know what you would look even better in? My arms.
No.
Hold me.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to karate chop him in the throat. Instead, tell him that you're looking to make a huge mistake tonight that will haunt you forever. And then give him the number to the Loser Line.
Yeah.
And hopefully he calls that and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
Hey, yeah, it's me. Give me a call back. I want to talk to you. You look good. I like good-looking women. So, give me a call back.
Next message.
Okay.
Hey, you don't often find a guy that likes good-looking women.
Yeah, it's weird. No, they're hard and tough nowadays.
And is also such a master with words.
Hey, you're ugly. I really like ugly girls. Call me back.
You look good.
That was a good impression, Brooke.
Is that all it takes these days?
Apparently not.
Our bar is so low.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Carrie. Yeah. I know you said it was your birthday, so I'm singing you happy birthday. So here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Next message.
Wow.
How do you mess up the happy birthday song?
I don't know. I literally thought he was going to forget the lyric.
Was he joking or was he serious?
Very breathy.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Yo, I bet you think this is funny, right? You know, whoa. I showed my homegirl that number you gave me, and she clued me in what this is. You know, I ain't no fucking loser. You give me some number and y'all gonna play this on the radio? Y'all.
Next message.
Then why did you call?
You're not a loser, but you got the number to the Loser Line, and then you called it to give that person a message that you're not a loser.
And even to us, like, yeah, you're going to play this on the radio? Yeah, Evan Wright.
Whatever.
Here we go.
We shouldn't have, because he's not a loser. He doesn't deserve to be on the line.
Sure. He sounds like a peach.
Yeah, he does.
Next message.
Hey, Jason. It's Cody. Where are you? I'm at the bar you said to meet at. I'm at Lone. It's literally like a store. Like, I don't even see any bar. Excuse me. Where's like the Lone bar? Like, this looks like a store. No. Like, there's a Lone bar somewhere close by. It's still called Lone, but it's like a bar. Never mind. Like, I'm just gonna go outside. Jason, the guy doesn't know where the Lowe's bar is. Honestly, like, where are you? I'm, like, hungry as f***. I just had, like, 3 apple titties, and I haven't even eaten anything because I thought I was going to eat with you. And I was just waiting, and I just feel like a bunch of hammers. And you promised me garlic fries, you
Oh, wow.
There's so much going on.
I know. I think it's obvious why she got the Loser Line phone number.
That's brutal, though. Sending her to Lowe's.
Yeah.
Where's the bar?
Where's the bar at Lowe's?
They're like, we have bars down there. Yeah. Those are steel bars. I want
a bar with more apple teenies. We're hungry.
Dude, but Lowe's with a bar would be sweet.
That would be.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I probably shouldn't mix, like, power tools and alcohol.
But their slogan could be, like, get hammers and get hammers. Hammered.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea, Brooke.
She did one of those things.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Brittany, it's the cabinet guy. I know you said you'd love to go out on a date if I built that cabinet for you. It's pretty much finished, so, you know, it would be really, really great if you'd, you know, maybe check your phone, you know, maybe today or any time, really, because I spent all of last week building this thing. It wasn't cheap, so, you know, it'd be really cool if you could, you know, maybe come pick this up, or maybe I could drop it off to you. I also left you a little surprise in the cabinet. You know, not a lot of guys out there offering cabinet surprises. Ooh. So, you know, call me back. I mean, come get your cabinet.
Next message.
Dude,
poor guy.
How long do you think that took? Like weeks?
Oh, yeah. I'm assuming that she was probably like, I'll go out with you as long as you build me a cabinet.
He's like, I can totally do that.
And I'm going to do it. And I'm also going to leave a cabinet surprise in there.
And what is a cabinet surprise?
I don't know, but not a lot of dudes out there offering cabinet surprises, apparently.
Like, I was on board with Cabinet Guy. I thought he was really cool until he came up with a surprise because it sounds so creepy.
I know. I don't know what anything he could have put in there that would be a good surprise.
It feels like it's a hair doll or something, right? Or something worse.
If you know what a cabinet surprise is, text us. All right, that was the Loser Line. Listen to it regularly every Monday at this time. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.